The other thing she requested was she wanted two pieces of music played here. So I'm going to play one of them now, and I'll play the other one in a little while. The piece is the first prelude from the Bach cello suites. Now I'd like us to hear from Tina's daughter, Tiffany.
Hi. I'm not a microphone kind of person. I'm really glad you all are here. This is my dog, Bubba, who Mom actually really liked, even though she doesn't like dogs. He got a special exception. Dearest Mom, I don't know if you even realize how much you've impacted my life, how much you've helped form the person I am. I was thinking about this yesterday and realized you've given me so many gifts, and these gifts I'll be passing along to my children, which means you've impacted them and helped them to be better people too. They'll be critical thinkers and be sure to stand up for their convictions. They'll cherish their family and friends and close friends, all those things and more I got from you. Thank you for being the greatest mom and friend and inspiration I could ever dream of. And the people here vary from, you know, well people to being people that my mom worked with, and from her life of being a teacher and impacting people's lives, young kids' lives. A lot of you know that she enjoyed very much teaching critical thinking to her kids, teaching them to think for themselves. And from being on the well, of course, you know how outspoken she was and how she stood up for her convictions. When I was just starting to vote, I would go to my mom and I would say, okay, you know, when I wasn't sure exactly how to vote, I would ask her about a certain bill or a certain person, and she would advise me. And I did this for a couple of years, I would say. And this one time I said, you know, Mom, I don't think I'm going to vote the same way you are. And I gave her my reasoning why. I can't even remember what it was, whether it was a person or bill or what have you. And she said, that's great. That is so wonderful. She was thrilled that I was actually going to vote differently from the way she was, because I was thinking for myself. And she told me, a lot of you know that Ronan is here, my son, who was born 3 days after Mom died, and I hope he has a little bit of her spirit. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. Anyway, she said that the most important thing about rearing children was that you helped grow them up to be their own people, you know, to set off on the path of life and to do whatever they were going to do, albeit different from what you maybe would want them to do or how you would have chosen their path to be. And she really supported that for my sister and me. I'd like to thank at this point Eric for bringing all of you together and bringing us here today. Where is Eric? Thank you so much for everything you've done. And I wanted to say that my mom lived a really wonderful life. You know, she had her ups, she had her downs. She had a lot of wows in her life. But I think in a good relationship, I know with Glenn and me, I feel like Glenn can help me be more me, more the person I want to be. And I really felt that Eric did that for Mom. And I know that Mom also felt that the last 15 years were the best she ever had. And it was because of Eric. And she loved him tremendously. And I just wanted to make sure that he knew, that other people knew that. And that's really all I have. I'm going to introduce my sister now. And she's going to say a couple of words. And I just also wanted to say that my mom loved my sister very much, too. When we dropped my sister off at college, you know, she was smiling. My sister's excited. She's going away to the East Coast to go to college. Mom and I are happy. We're waving. We're starting to get emotional. We leave. My mom and I cried through 2 states on the way back. And anyway, so now Sabra.
Hi, I really hate talking in front of people, so I'm a little nervous, but I guess I've really been dreading this day, and now that I'm here, I'm happy, but I've really been dreading it, and I think it's because I've been thinking of it as a memorial, and that's been symbolizing to me that it's memories. And what I really don't want is for my mom to just be a memory. I really want her to be in my present and my future, and not just my past. So I think being here is actually going to really help me, because I know that all the people here, including my family and all her friends, are people that that my mom has changed in some way. She's had an impact on people, and I know that from the stories that people have already told and the stories that I've heard from people in the past. And I just want to thank you for carrying that part of you forward, the part that my mom has had an influence on, because that's really what makes her more than just a memory. She really is, truly, as cheesy as it sounds, living on in us, and that's really important to me. So I thank you for that, and I'll probably tell a story later, but I don't really think I'm ready for that now. But I just want to thank you for being here, because it means a lot to us to see how many people loved her and cared about her. That's really all I want to say at this point.
On the subject of standing up for belief, not long after Tina died, I got an email from my niece, who lives in Chico, and who had only met Tina a few times and didn't know her really well. But you know how somebody can make a remark that they themselves kind of toss off and don't think much about later, but it lodges with you and it makes a difference, and that's what Tina had done for her. And she told this story and then ended the letter saying, "Every time I stand up for myself and stand up for what I believe, I'm going to, you know, I will be thinking of Aunt Tina." So, I can't imagine really a higher compliment than that. I'm going to play the other piece now, and then I'm going to open the mic to whoever wants to come up and tell a story or say whatever they want, and we'll do that until everybody's had their say, and then we'll have a picnic.